We're partnering with the Persecution Project Foundation right now to help embattled Christians that are being attacked for their faith in the Sudan. Go to ChristmasAirlift.com right now and give whatever you can to help these dear families in the Sudan. ChristmasAirlift.com.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
Hey everyone, welcome back. And for those of you joining for the first time, this podcast is titled Running with Horses. The focus is to consider all the amazing things God does in the life of a believer, sometimes without even our noticing, small things, big things, but supernatural interventions by the Lord Himself in our lives. And you know, it may be that sometimes we think we did it. You know, it turned out well. We think we did that. Or it may be that without praying, there was an outcome that was especially favorable. So we're not thinking that the Lord was involved. Listen, it is so important to realize the hand of God in everything because His hand is in everything on some level, in some way. That's why today, let's take a look at Deuteronomy 29, verse 29. And if you are a memory verse person, which by the way, I highly recommend, verse 29 of chapter 29 of Deuteronomy is our subject today. Look at this. The New King James and the Amplified both say it really well. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of the law. New King James. Now here's the Amplified. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things which are revealed and disclosed belong to us and to our children forever, so that we may do all the words of this law. So the secret things belong to the Lord. You know, there is this area where God moves, we may never know, may not understand, may not be able to see into. Those things are reserved. They are His secret things. But there remains still this vast area that is described here in verse 29, the revealed and disclosed things. Anything that God reveals to you, anything He discloses to you, then you have it. You actually possess that. That is an area that becomes yours. You have insight. You have foresight. We actually just prayed that in a group prayer that God is giving us insight and foresight. And in this verse, see the word belong, it belongs to you. It becomes your possession, not only that, but to your children. So this is a legacy. It's an inheritance. It's what we leave for our children. We impart to them and leave to them, our children and our children's children, to their seed, you know, for 1,000 generations. We are very close, I believe, to the Lord's return. But let's say that does not happen. Well, you have 1,000 generations to consider what God reveals to you being disclosed and imparted to those who come after you, your seed and their seed, and this word forever. That means eternally, eternally. And there's a purpose here. The revealed and disclosed things belong to us and to our children forever, eternally, cannot be taken away, cannot be removed. Why? Because there is an opening created this way to do the Word. In other words, to live the Word, to be able to follow God's law, not His law in a legalistic way, but you know, He writes His law on your heart so that, yes, we study His Word, but His Spirit within and His Word written on our heart, His law written on our heart, becomes part of us. Every word proves true, and every word that God reveals and discloses to us becomes our possession. It becomes a testimony. In our family, it's the word of healing. Along the way, though my forefathers, my parents, received a revelation of healing, their insight and their foresight concerning this part of God's Word became so real that they were able to impart it to others, but especially to their children, of whom I am one. So I have that as part of my inheritance, right? So it's a revealed thing that works in my life, and then I, in turn, pass it on to my children, my grandchildren, and one day my great-grandchildren, and on and on. Another example would be great business insight. You know, you've seen families like that. They just have a way, an entrepreneurial touch, or a sense of how to create wealth, how to generate good business deals. And I mean by good, there is a blessing for the buyer and a blessing for the seller. That, in God's mind, is the description of a good business deal. The deal, on the other hand, that steals from one to benefit the other, that's not a good business deal. You don't need an anointing to do that. A greedy heart, maybe, or a corrupt mind, for sure. But God's idea of doing business God's way, a good business deal, is to create blessing. And we get this from our forefather Abraham, that all the nations are blessed because of you. So the buyer is blessed, the seller is blessed, and on and on. So there's a blessing on that business. Have you ever been around a business, entered a business where the peace of God rests? You can discern it, right? That has been revealed and disclosed. That is a God thing. By the same token, if you've done business with someone where there's strife and contention and rivalry and one-upmanship, you feel it. You feel it. You can sense it. It's in the air. It's in everything. And it's not pleasant. So we want the things that God is revealing to you, disclosing to you, for you to be aware of those things, because they become your possession. You rightfully own those things so that you can then be a blessing and your children receive. We were part of a church at one time. There was a segment set aside. I've probably mentioned this to you before, a segment during the time that we were worshiping, we affectionately referred to as testimony time. And you know, over a period of time, people really wanted to have their say. You know, that was something we looked forward to. And so my turn to disclose and reveal to the group, to the congregation, what God had revealed and disclosed to us in a time of passing that on to us, and then it became a testimony. So we could testify about that part, that aspect of the Lord, and you know, then worship Him and thank Him for it. In life, in every area, whether you're thinking of the gifts, ministry gifts, or you're thinking about daily life, secular life, the Lord has things He desires to reveal to you, to disclose to you, to uncover to you, for you. It may have to do with land ownership. It may be your participation in community leadership. It may be your role in national government. There are things that God has stored for you to reveal to you, to disclose to you, and then for you to pass on to your children. This becomes an eternal weight, something you will carry. It will be a part of you throughout eternity. You know, eternity exists now. We're living in eternity present. And when we become part of the eternal kingdom, once we leave this earth, it's all eternity. So we can possess these things now, but you need to open your eyes. You need to listen. You need to lean in to the counsel of the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Lean in and listen in to the conversation they're having, the things they are revealing. And it's for you. There'll always be secret things that the Lord retains for Himself. But you know, don't think that everything that you don't understand has to be a secret thing. There are things that you don't understand because you've not been open to the revelation and the disclosure of those things. So go meditate in Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. Memorize that verse, commit it to memory, and begin to pray this way. You want to pray this way. Father, Your word declares that there are secret things belonging to You. But there are also revealed and disclosed things that You have for me. Therefore, according to Deuteronomy 29:29, I receive by faith those things, and I ask You to uncover, open my eyes, disclose, enlighten me, show me mentally, also disclose mentally those things that You have just for me, in order that I may incorporate those things, discover them, examine them, and then possess them for Your glory, my benefit, and to create a blessing for all of those around me and the whole world, primarily for my children and their children to 1,000 generations forever, eternally. By faith, I declare your word, pray this prayer, and receive the benefit now. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, when we consider the idea of God's supernatural input into our lives, it opens up a world, I believe, an eternal space that gives us possibilities we haven't considered, maybe no one in life has ever considered. So we become forerunners. We become pioneers in those things. If you believe the way that I believe, that we are on the cusp of, very likely already in the midst of, a great awakening to the things of God and the Word of God and His plan, His global plan, that we answer the global elitist who have their plan, we answer with God's plan. If you believe that that awakening is upon us, that we're living in that time now, then you absolutely must have this dynamic in your life, God's supernatural working. And you need our book. You do. You need our book, Running with Horses, a 365-day devotional dedicated to this one thing, to thinking outside the box and to being open to the reality that is God's reality. It's not your day-to-day. It's not your norm. It's not a humdrum. This is a really important part of what God has for us to be open this way. Our book, Running with Horses, go to our website, acleartrumpetoneword.org. Go to the book section, and you can find our book there, order online. You can search online as well for the book. And also, remember to follow our podcast. Stay with here us, be here with us for every episode. We love it when you come back. Love having you as part of our family and the regular congregation, because remember, here we believe that we have the mind of Christ. Therefore, we just naturally think like Him.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit acleartrumpet.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.